Turn also in Luke to chapter 12. Beginning at verse 4. Jesus has been talking in chapter 11 about woes to various groups of people. And in chapter 12, verse 1, he talks about beware of the Pharisees. And then he talks about things being uncovered in verse 2. And in verse 3, he says, whatever you said in the dark will be heard in the light. That's an interesting concept, isn't it? All the things you've ever said in secrecy, privacy, in the dark will be heard in the light. Ooh, that ought to be quite a day, right? Some of you know. And what you whispered behind closed doors, will be proclaimed from the housetops. Quite a day of judgment, right? He says, I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body. It's interesting the things we fear, like this past week. Maybe some of you have had more fears than usual this past week, and that's the way some weeks go. Some weeks we have more worries, it seems, than others. Some weeks it has more concerns than others. If at the end of the month you tried to remember all your worries and fears and concerns, you might not be able to remember all of them. There's so many, because some of them are just boogeymen, because some of them, while they took up a lot of our thoughts and a lot of our attention, they were no big deal. The things we're worried and concerned about. Jesus says, I'll warn you who to fear. He said, don't worry about somebody who can kill your body and do nothing more. He says, this is who you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Who would that be? Who would that be who has that kind of authority and that kind of power? Jesus himself. Jesus himself. Elijah had the answer. Now, we sometimes might think, well, that's the devil. No, the devil doesn't have any that kind of authority. It's Jesus who has that authority. And Jesus talks about giving us the keys also. Jesus got authority to give the keys to somebody else. One day he gave them to Peter. Another day he gave them to all 11 of the disciples. And so not only does Jesus have that authority, he gives us that authority to set people free. Jesus doesn't want to send anybody to hell, but some of us are just bound and determined to go there. And Jesus is say, okay, if that's the way you're casting all your bets, I can't do anything else. I can't do anything. It's a case of asking. Now Jesus says, to make that clear, Jesus immediately starts talking about sparrows. He immediately talks about sparrows and how important sparrows are to God. I grew up in Orlando, and back then the bus street was Pine Street, which is just a block north of Church Street. Some of you are acquainted with Church Street. And there were a lot of pigeons there. And there were a lot of sparrows there. I guess even in Jesus' day, sparrows were inconsequential birds, nobody much appreciated them. They were nuisances, they were pests. But Jesus says God, knows what's going on with the sparrows. Not a one of them drops without him knowing it. Now ten cents. I figured it out. And there it says 5 sparrows for 2 pennies, That would be 25 sparrows for 10 cents. Now it figures out that each sparrow is about worth four tenths of a penny. Less than half a penny, Less than half a penny. That's how important a sparrow was back then. A lot of people, wouldn't pay that for a sparrow today, How many of you would they're having a sale on sparrows. I can get 2 for a penny, All of you are going to be running down to Kmart to get all the sparrows. Buy all the sparrows you can, Jesus says, my Father cares for the sparrows. If he cares for the sparrows, how much more does he care for you? Yeah? Yeah? How much more? And that's the thing. It's not the Father's will that any of us perish. And a little bit on, later on in that same chapter, verse 32, I've said it a bunch of times before. It's a fantastic verse. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of heaven. But if you insist on refusing it, you know, he doesn't force it down you. My youngest daughter had a friend named Amy. And I used to be an ogre. You can't imagine that, right? I used to be a real ogre. And especially with kids about eating, you know, food. None of you have ever insisted on your kids eating vegetables. Parents don't do that anymore today. But some of us of our older generation used to do this thing, you know. And so I don't know who in the world I thought I was, but I decided my daughter's friend should eat her green beans. And I was going to proceed to make her eat her green beans. Well, you know, it's hard to make a kid eat their green beans. When I was a kid, I hated green peas, you know. I don't know if I ever clenched my teeth, you know. My dad was a little bit stubborn like me. I can't remember. I may have blocked it out, you know. I can see my dad forcing those green peas between my teeth, you know. That young lady, Emily's friend, when Emily sees her every now and then, remember the time your dad tried to get me to eat my green beans? Yeah, yeah. God isn't going to force you into heaven if you don't want to go. Yeah. He's not going to force his love and mercy and grace and salvation on you if you don't want it. God's the best example of a gentleman in that sense. Yeah. But it is, Jesus says, it's my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of heaven. It's already, and the scripture says it, prepared for us before the foundation of the earth. You know, not just before you were conceived, but before the earth was even created. God prepared a place for us. And Jesus says that, I go to prepare a place for you. Communion is all about the fact, you know, that God loves so much. You know? And when he broke the bread and gave the drink, that night before he died, it was all about for the forgiveness of sins. That's what God wants to do for us. And it sounds all so simple, you know. And we like Peter say, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough. And Jesus says, it's not about good enough. God's the one who's good enough to forgive you. God's the one who's great enough to forgive you. And we like Peter may say, Jesus, you might not want to associate with me. And Jesus says, wait, God knows about the sparrows and cares. How much more he cares for you? Do not be afraid. The angel said it to the women at the tomb. The angel said it to the shepherds out in the wilderness. Jesus says, do not fear. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Let's pray. Dear God, food is good, and some of us like food very, very much, and some of us like food better than others like food. But even more, help us to feed on the bread of life. Help us that we might receive the nourishment, the manna. Help us that daily we might feed upon your Son, the bread of life. In the midst of all of our fears, help us to know your Son, who's gone before us and stands beside us and walks with us, who holds us up and strengthens us, and walks the path for us and walks the path with us. We thank you that underneath us can be, if we want them, the everlasting arms of Jesus Christ. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with you, abide with you this day and forevermore. Bless the bread of heaven in our lives. Bless us as we partake of the food here together today. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. Let's hear the choir.